Well, at that time of year again, the Poppy Appeal is launching. And this year, it's a very special one because it's 100 years since the launch of the fundraising efforts. Well, let's talk to John Stoker. John is organising a Poppy Appeal in the Woking area. Morning, John.
Good morning, John. How are you?
I'm very good, thank you. Really good to talk to you. So, the Poppy Appeal, that launches this week, doesn't it?
It does, yes. We've got a poppy shop in Woking, which will be opening up on Friday, and we look forward to seeing everyone along to buy a poppy. But if you can't get to the shop, we've got other places where you can actually buy a poppy. Mm. We have Waitrose. They'll be collecting on Friday and Saturdays in the town centre and also in Sainsbury's and Morrison's. So please do buy your poppy.
Okay, so the poppy shop in Woking, where are we going to find that in Woking?
We'll be in the Wolsey Centre, mm-hmm. in the old Patisserie Valerie shop, which we used 2 years ago.
Oh, okay. And what sort of things, I mean, I gather you're going to be sort of selling more than just the kind of the standard poppies. There's going to be all sorts of things available for sale.
Yeah, so we'll have a display of bracelets, of rulers and so on for children, and we'll have hopefully some metal pins which we can sell you as well. But we want to raise lots and lots of money because last year was not a particularly good year, as we all know.
No.
So we've got to make up a lot of money to help support the servicemen who were injured and their wives and families.
What was the impact of COVID on last year's Poppy Appeal? Well, I mean, I'm gathering quite a big impact, I would imagine.
It was a massive impact. I mean, our takings were reduced by probably about 60%. So, yeah. You know, that can impact a terrific amount on our charity. And so this year we've got to try extra hard to make some more money.
Absolutely. And extra special this year, of course, it's the 100th anniversary of the fundraising campaign.
It is indeed. It started in 1921, and here we are in 2021, and we're still doing the same thing because, unfortunately, soldiers and their families still need us.
And how long have you been involved in the Poppy Appeal locally, John?
Well, I started 3 years ago, and, this is my third time that I've done it. The last time, the people of Woking were extremely generous, and they gave us £34,000, which went a long, long way to helping families. So I really like to try and do the same again, but I do desperately need some collectors.
Yes. So, I mean, if somebody listening this morning is thinking, yeah, I'd like to get behind this and like to volunteer, what sort of roles, how can we help?
Well, they can email me on wokingpoppyappeal@gmail.com. That's wokingpoppyappeal@gmail.com. Or they can pop into the shop because we're going to be opening up on Friday. And volunteer the services, and we can give them a slot. We're doing two-hour slots, so it's not too onerous. The great thing you'll find is that you'll get a lot out of it as well, because the people who buy the poppies like to have a chat, and you might be at home by yourself and feel that you'd like to do something to help the community. Well, this is a wonderful chance to get out and meet people, talk to people, and to perform a service for the Royal British Legion.
And, you know, that's really important, isn't it? Because a lot of people find themselves isolated at home and feeling, you know, what's their sort of role in society. And, you know, doing something like this, you can get back out there, talk to people, have conversations. And I suppose there's some really interesting stories as well, as people are buying the poppies or talking about why they're buying the poppies and, you know, personal stories around that.
That's right, and very often they've got families who've been affected by war and conflict in different countries. You know, when you walk past the War Memorial in Woking and you look at all those names, everyone was an individual like we are now. And it's because they gave their lives in the service of their country that we are still alive and free and living our lives the way we are. So I think the least that we should be doing is perhaps give something back to them.
Yes.
For their sacrifice.
Absolutely. I mean, it's so important to remember that. I mean, that ultimate sacrifice that people made and continue to make just so we can have our freedom. It's so, so important.
That's right. And there are so many names on that war memorial. Mm. I mean, it's, when you think everyone was someone like us.
Yeah.
And they were killed to give us our freedoms, I think the least we can do is to give something back to them.
Okay, £34,000raised previously on the Poppy Appeal, which is a great sum of money. Just give us an idea. You know, when people support the Poppy Appeal, how's that money spent?
The money goes to maintain certain accommodation which the British Legion have for ex-servicemen's families and ex-servicemen who are wounded. It goes to help to rehabilitate soldiers who are injured either in conflict or in their service. And I don't just include soldiers, I include airmen and people from the Royal Navy. And in general support for the families who perhaps come on hard times. It's just a benevolent organisation which tries to help make their lives a little bit more bearable.
Yes, and that money just makes such a big difference. And as you say, it's sort of the least we can do because we owe our freedom to, those soldiers and people that have sort of given their lives for their country. So the shop opens this week on Friday. So I guess that's kind of the easiest way to find out more and to offer to volunteer. Just pop down the shop and see you.
That's right. I mean, we're open between 9 and 5. Do pop in and see us. Just have a chat. Have a cup of tea with us, because we'd just like to talk to you. And if you think you can help, then we'll discuss exactly what's involved. It's a very safe thing to do. If you want to do it with a friend, then please bring your friend along as well, because we need your help.
Absolutely. So the details then, wokingpoppyappeal@gmail.com or the number 07748545453. But get in touch and get behind us. Thank you, John. Really good to talk to you, and best of luck for the appeal this year.
Thanks so much, John, and I hope you might come down and help us.
Yeah, I'll pop down and see you when I'm in town. Yes, definitely. Well, thank you. Really good to talk to you.
Lovely. Thanks very much indeed. Thank you.
Thank you very much. There's that John Stoker there, who is the man behind this year's Poppy Appeal in Woking.